This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Medicaid cuts went into effect yesterday. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
With the budget in crisis, state officials capped the number of hours a week a person providing care to someone else, often a family member, can be reimbursed. Kelly Lyons in Castle Rock cares for a 16-year-old daughter diagnosed with an anxiety disorder that requires constant supervision. The time she'll now be reimbursed for is dropping from 130 to 84 hours.
I feel like what's happening now is that people like me, I'm sitting here having to over and over and over explain and defend my daughter's disability. Like, you don't believe me enough. The doctor's documentation isn't enough.
Next year, hours will be capped even more. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Wildfire smoke and haze are blanketing the state, and conditions could get worse, says state air quality forecaster Scott Landis.
With the very dry conditions, gusty winds, we do anticipate pretty high fire activity, and that's going to result in more smoke plumes. So a large section of Colorado right now is under an air quality health advisory.
Both smoke and ozone can make heart problems and lung conditions like asthma worse. Officials recommend taking precautions like staying indoors or wearing N95 masks. More dry, windy weather is coming for this weekend, but rain could bring some relief later next week. Governor Jared Polis has dismissed a pair of clemency advisory board officials. The governor says it's because the pair made public comments against commuting the sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Read more at CPR.org.